Welcome to the First Amendment News Podcast, a fictional timeline of a futuristic world set in the year 2076 and going back in time to the year 2024. Due to a collapsed economy, the United States of America has splintered off into six separate independent entities of government, and a unified Korea has assumed superpower status and established world dominance. Your host for the podcast series is news anchor Matt Amazon, a fictional character brought to life by Amazon Polly, a leader in text-to-voice technology. Please settle in and join us with tonight's broadcast. This is Matt Amazon, reporting for First Amendment News. Tonight, First Amendment News continues our multi-part series with an in-depth look back at the historic events which have spanned the previous 50 years. The series chronicles the significant milestones and circumstances which led to the collapse of the most powerful nation on Earth, the subsequent formation of six splinter nations which formed the coalition of former American states, and the establishment of the Korean Haeundae-Jeju Province along the far northwest rim of North America. Tonight's segment, Season 1, Episode 9. Korean forces seize U.S. nuclear weapons depot on Pusan Naval Base. Dateline, July 14, 2076. This is First Amendment Broadcast News. Met Amazon reporting. The following news article was originally released by APNS October 24, 2023, Washington, D.C. Early Sunday morning, an elite Korean Special Forces unit overpowered a skeleton security detail guarding the American Weapons Depot on Pusan Naval Base, a joint Korean/American naval facility located on the southeastern tip of the Korean Peninsula, and seized control of the arsenal. The armory is believed to hold a cache of nuclear warheads, most likely mounted on upgraded Tomahawk 4 medium-range missiles. All nuclear devices had been removed from South Korea in the late 1990s. However, the weapons were redeployed in the spring of 2021 at the request of the South Korean government when North Korea balked on the 2020 disarmament agreement and reopened its nuclear weapons development facility. According to a Pentagon press release, the event is being closely monitored. However, a senior naval official was quoted as saying that they do not believe the situation is as serious as perceived by many in the press. They believe there has just been a miscommunication in responsibility. The unnamed source stated that Admiral Thomas of the Joint Chiefs of Staff had opened a direct line of communication with Korean Supreme Commander General Cho. The two commanders were establishing a dialogue to de-escalate the crisis. Regarding the standoff, an official Korean spokesperson stated that the Americans had agreed to an October 15 deadline for turning over responsibilities for all former joint military facilities. In the agreement, any abandoned equipment and munition housed on the facility would be ceded over to Korean military authority. Therefore, the Unified Korean Republic is acting within its authority, under international agreement, by claiming and seizing abandoned assets left by foreign allies sharing joint military facilities. When asked, a Pentagon spokesperson countered that while the official deadline had passed, the weapons had definitely not been abandoned by U.S. forces. In fact, an ammunition frigate, the USNS Mount Rainier from the USNS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group, has been on standby off the southern Korean coast, awaiting permission, since late September, to dock and take possession of the remaining U.S. assets. Korean officials stated they had no knowledge of the request. Meanwhile, White House officials have declined comment on the statement. However, they wanted to assure the public that President Ahmad was in constant contact with Pentagon officials and all channels of communication were being utilized to resolve the situation in a non-threatening manner. The White House spokesperson did stress that no military action against Korea was being considered, nor would it be. This concludes our replay of Korean forces seize U.S. nuclear weapons depot on Pusan Naval Base. Our next report in the series, Weapons Standoff Ends at Korean Naval Facility. This has been First Amendment Broadcast News. Preserving our unalienable rights defined in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the former United States of America, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. First Amendment Broadcast News originates from the communication center of the former United States Coast Guard cutter, Richard Snyder, currently anchored off the coast of Bermuda. This has been Matt Amazon reporting for First Amendment News. Good night. You have been listening to a podcast of First Amendment News. This episode was written and produced by Pop Knows and recorded from Pop and KK's Place Studio. First Amendment News intro and closing music is the instrumental Algorithms from the album ARPS by Chad Crouch. Visit Podington Bear's website at soundofpicture.com for a full listing of his music. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And please join us again for our next episode of First Amendment News.